This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And welcome to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number if you have questions or comments or love to hear how you're handling all this craziness, this coronavirus craziness. How are you staying sane if you're in lockup? What are you doing nutritionally? What kind of supplements are you using? This is, it's always a good time to supplement, but there's no time better than the present to get yourself on a good nutritional supplement program. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, Restart Your Life, Fucoid Z, and Ultimate Selenium are some of the fine immune-boosting products that you'll find on the Longevity, in the Longevity lineup and on our Longevity website, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And also, this is the time, if you've been thinking about it, if you've been on the bubble, if you haven't been thinking about it, if you never thought you'd want to get into a home-based business, this is the time to do it. People are going to, more and more, we're going to find people working out of the home. More and more people are going to want to be their own boss. More and more people are going to want to be in control of their financial future as well as their health future. And the Longevity business opportunity allows you to leverage all of that. It allows you to have a home-based business. It allows you to help people and yourself and your family with health. It allows you to be financially free. Please call 866-735-2470. Tell them you want to join the Bright Side Ben team or head to our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for all the Longevity products, and to click on the Join the Team link as well for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and have a Longevity business and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. We've got a perfect pair special. We've got a few specials going at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicon oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy many years ago, all designed to heal the skin. And of course, as most of us listening to this program know, health is beauty and beauty is health. Beauty products should be health products, and I'm not a beauty professional. I'm a healthcare professional, and Truth Treatments are formulated as such. That's why I took all the baloney out and left just active and functional ingredients. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we got Bob Fish. He's going to talk to us about boomers and millennials, time for collaboration instead of combat. He's the author of a book called The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer, and I've been fascinated with this subject for many years. I read a book called The Fourth Turning in the 1990s. If you like history, The Fourth Turning is an awesome book. It's about something called generational theory, written by a guy named Neil Strauss. I believe his name is Neil Strauss. Neil Howe and William Strauss are the authors of the book. It has a really interesting hypothesis, and that is that generations, which are about 20 to 25 years, repeat themselves. Every 20 or 25 years, you've got a high generation, then you've got an awakening generation, and then you've got an unraveling generation, and then you've got a crisis generation. According to these authors, the high generation is also called the first. It's called the first turning, and it always occurs after a crisis. The high period, and if you want to go back to the most recent high period, it would be the period after World War II in the United States. During the high period, institutions are strong. It's more about institutions than it is about individuals. Society is confident where it wants to go. It's feeling really good about itself. Just think of the generation, post-war generation. Then the second period, the second turning, if you will, is called the awakening awakening or second turning. And this is when institutions are attacked in the name of individualism. Think of the hippie generation, the baby boomers, actually. The baby boomers represented the second awakening, they call them the greatest generation, the post-war generation. That was the high generation, the awakening generation were the people who lived in the 60s. And then in the 80s, we had the unraveling. The unraveling is when it's kind of like the opposite of a high. Institutions are weak, institutions are distrusted. Individualism, think Reaganism, kind of started this unraveling period, started in the 80s, went to the beginning of the year 2000. Individualism is strong. Individualism thrives. Unravelings come after awakenings. So awakenings come after high, and unravelings come after awakenings. Then the fourth turning, which we are in right now, is the crisis period. Can you relate? That's the fourth turning. This is an era of destruction, of chaos, of crisis, wars, revolution. Started around 2001, think Homeland Security, think 9/11, and we're still in it. The last fourth turning was the Wall Street crash right before the awakening of World War I. And if you keep going back, these two authors actually went back to the Middle Ages, and they found these four periods. They found there was always a high period, then an awakening period, then an unraveling period, and then a chaos period. And they go back hundreds and hundreds of years. Give you a perfect give you an example that we can relate to, if you like history anyway. Going back to the Civil War period, we had the Transcendentals. The Transcendentals were people who the Transcendentals came after the Awakening. The Awakening was the post-Revolutionary War period. The second generation, the second turning was the Transcendental generation. Then you had the Missionary generation. I guess that's kind of deep history. But most recently, we had the Baby Boomers, and we had the post-war generation, the Baby Boomers, and then the post-Reagan or the Reagan period, and then the Chaos period, which we are in now. And each generation, not surprisingly, has its own personality types. Baby boomers were one type of personality. The millennials are another type of personality. Most recently, we have the Zoomers. And apparently, there is some kind of hostility between the millennials and the baby boomers. There's a really interesting YouTube song, if you want to Google it. It's called OK Boomer. And OK Boomer has become kind of a dismissive term for millennials to talk about baby boomers. And, you know, maybe rightly so, because baby boomers suffer from, who are in their 60s and 70s now, and 80s even, suffer from old man's disease. Oh, I call old man's disease. You don't have to be a man to have it, by the way. What I call old man's disease is when you know how everything is. And, of course, younger generations don't go for that. They don't want somebody telling them how everything is. And there's this hostility between the boomers and the millennials. Bob Fish is going to talk about that today at the bottom of the hour. His book is The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer, Time for Collaboration Instead of Combat. Anyway, the book's, if you're interested in checking out The Fourth Turning, it's a really, really interesting book. You got to like history a little bit, but it is super, super cool. Fourth Turning. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls in our next segment. And I wanted to talk about a very interesting hypothesis that I read about viruses and about something called extracellular vesicles. Extracellular vesicles are little bubbles that come out of cells that are spit out of cells. And it turns out that these extracellular vesicles are ways that a cell purifies itself. I've always said that nail fungus, toenail fungus especially, or fingernail fungus, usually toes on the toenails, is a way that the body eliminates fungus. Now, I haven't read this theory anywhere. It's just
common sense, really, the way I think about it. And that's why you can't treat nail fungus by putting something on the nail. In much the same way that the body purifies itself by eliminating fungus through the nail, cells purify themselves by eliminating toxins through something called vesicles. And as it turns out, there's an interesting relationship between viral particles and these vesicles, which we'll talk about when we come back from our break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're We're back on the Bright Side. I am pharmacist Ben. We've got Bob Fish coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about the generations. We'll talk about the boomer generation versus the millennial generation. The OK boomer, the concept of OK boomer. OK boomer, OK millennial. This is, I've been following this whole idea of generations for, since I read The Fourth Turning in the 90s. The idea that there are, history occurs in 80 period segments made up of four 20-year periods. So in the post-war generation, after World War II, we had the baby boom generation, then we had Generation X, then we had Generation Y, then we had Generation Z. The first period is considered a high post-war generation. That was a real high for the United States. Then we got into an awakening period with a hippie generation, if you will. Then we got into the millennials. That was the unraveling. That was about individualism, the age of individualism versus the age of institutions, or versus the glorification or deification of institutions. And now we're in the chaos period. If you want to go back one more turning, or one more foreturning, you go back to 1860. This is how far this goes back, all the way to the Middle Ages. But in 1860, we had, from 1860s to the 1880s, we had what was called the Gilded Age. It was after the Civil War. And much like after World War II, it was kind of a time of reconstruction. A lot of money was being spent. The Industrial Revolution got going. A lot of industrialist wealth was born. The Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts and all those people. This was 1860 to 1880. Then you had an awakening. And that was William Jennings Bryan. That was a questioning of things. That was 1880s to the 1900s. Then you had the GI generation, and that was the Roaring Twenties. That is similar to that's called the that would be considered the awakening period, the Roaring Twenties. We don't care about the government. We're just going to go party. We're just going to go do things. And then later on, that turned into Prohibition, and ultimately a crisis called the Great Depression and the Dust Bowl, and even World War II. Then we went into the American High post World War II, etc. And this goes on back to the middle of the I think the 1400s, these guys tracked this whole these 80-year chunks in history that are made up of four periods, four 20-year periods. Anyway, boomers versus millennials coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls here in just a minute. I wanted to talk about this article that I read about extracellular vesicles. A vesicle is a bubble. Extracellular means outside the cell, a bubble that comes outside the cell. It turns out that there's a very close relationship between viral particles and extracellular vesicles, and there are some very esteemed minds who believe that when we're testing for a virus, we're really testing for junk from the cell. That the cell is emitting out junk, emitting out toxicity. And what we call viruses, really just genetic material, is really just genetic waste that's being eliminated out of cells. Now, I'm not saying I know the answer, and I'm not saying this is true. I am just saying it's important to ask questions. This is the whole idea. This is what the Bright Side is about. This is what my personal life is all about. And this is what science should be all about. Asking questions. Unfortunately, sometimes scientists become like everybody else, entrenched in their ideas. They believe their own BS. They have old man's disease. They get locked into an old way of being, an old way of thinking, we'll say. And they don't change. And so when it comes to how viruses work and when it comes to how we protect ourselves from viruses, the idea is you kill things. We come from a medical model that believes in killing things. We kill cancer. We kill bacteria. We kill viruses. We kill patients. How many, here's a good question for us to ask. How many of those deaths that are being attributed to COVID are really true? How do we know? Does anybody ever ask that question? That simple little question. How do we know? What kind of testing are they doing? How are we verifying these numbers, by the way? And it's not even the numbers aren't that big, but how are we verifying even those? How are we assessing whether somebody even has COVID? How are we assessing that their symptoms are related to the virus? I'm not saying I know the answer, by the way. I'm just saying these are questions we have to ask and be suspicious of any talking head on TV, whether that talking head is a medical professional, a government spokesman, or, worst of all, somebody who represents the media. The media, coming from the word middle, by the way. Media is somebody who sticks themselves between what's really happening and what you hear. The media government spokespeople, medical professionals, be very, very, very suspicious if they're quoting numbers and statistics, or at least ask questions. Do you notice how we're always hearing how many people are infected? Who the hell cares how many people are infected? What's the point of that? And all the numbers that they're running, how many millions of people and hundreds of thousands of people are going to die and thousands of people a day are going to die, that's all based on modeling. That's all based on statistical algorithms. They put a number in and they see what comes out. Well, guess what? The number you put in is going to have is going to be the direct cause of the number that comes out. So the number that is going into the black box of statistics and algorithms, if it's wrong, you're going to be your conclusion's going to be wrong. So don't you think we should ask, how are those numbers getting fed into the algorithm system? These are just questions to ask. It's what a good scientist asks. It's not what a doctor, it's not what a medical professional necessarily asks. There are some medical professionals who ask. But the ones who are just spouting off statistics and giving you the party line, as well as the media and the government spokespeople, if they're repeating something they heard, and they're not giving you something that's got biochemical logic, or makes sense in any way, shape, or form from a biological perspective, don't pay attention. And by the way, don't watch the news anyway. What are those masks going to do? You think the virus can't get through a mask? If it indeed is really that kind of thing, a viral infection that's spread through the air, which, you know, we don't know yet. All right, 844-236-6010. Ask questions. Don't believe things just because you're told. Ask questions. I was just reading a really interesting quote here, see if I can find it. This is Edward Bernays. Edward Bernays is known as the father of public relations. And he had a really interesting quote here that I'm just going to read, and then we'll get to your phone calls. If I could find it. All right, I can't find it now. I'll see if I can. We'll get to Robert in Nevada. I'll see if I can pull this out. Robert, what's going on, buddy?
Well, I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
So, let's wrap up on viruses and then...
We're talking about viruses. Here's the quote, by the way. The conscious... This is Edward Bernays. Let me do this real quick. The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in a democratic society. This is a direct quote from his book, Propaganda, by the way. Those who manipulate this unseen machinery of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of the country. Unquote. And that's from Edward Bernays. And I don't want to go all conspiratorial, but just ask questions. Who benefits? Follow the money, etc. All right, Robert, go ahead.
So we talked about viruses and how they get into your body, they get inside the cell, make copies to manipulate themselves, etc., etc. So I guess I have two questions, actually. First, what's the ignition switch on a virus? How does it start, or is it just...
Well, the theory is that certain viruses and genetic material have a genetic predisposition for specific cell types. So we have 200 different cells in the body. This is a theory. Each one of those cells or virus has a specific predilection for one or the other of the cells. That's why the coronavirus, for example, only affects your respiratory system. It doesn't affect your neurology. The herpes virus affects your neurology. It doesn't affect your respiratory system. So the theory is each virus is specific for certain cell types. There's so much more to talk about viruses. I hope I answered that question. And I've left a couple people on hold here. We'll see. I'll see if I can get you in before we talk to Bob Fish at the bottom of the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some good news for investors in the face of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States as stocks are up sharply higher to start the new trading week on Wall Street. The market's appearing set to rebound amid signs that the coronavirus pandemic is slowing in some of Europe's hardest hit nations. However, when it comes to the United States, the nation's top expert on infectious diseases says,
this is going to be a bad week, but unfortunately, if you look at the projection of the curves, we're going to continue to see an escalation.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci on Face the Nation on CBS. A new government watchdog report just out this morning citing severe and widespread shortages of critical medical supplies and equipment at U.S. hospitals. The Inspector General at the Health and Human Services Department says there's been an ongoing lack of ventilators and available virus test kits. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state.
Hey, Bob.
One simple phone call will show you
how you doing, buddy?
To lower your gas and electric bills instantly.
Well, I'm doing good. We'll be on in like 5 minutes, but I wanted to ask you real quick. We have like an echo, by the way.
This is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now.
Learn yeah, easy yeah, that's better. No, I hear me. I have an echo. But don't worry about it. I think I might be an R. Hey, are you a boomer or are you a millennial?
$500 a month on your gas and electric bills? Please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central, and 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com. You'll find longevity products and blog posts and news stories and lots of good videos and lots of free health information on all our websites, criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, and brightsideben.com. And don't forget about our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and supplements and herbal formulas at truthnourishment.com. I am very happy to have have our next guest on. He's a specialist, I guess you'd say, in something that we talk about a lot on this program, and I talk a lot about. I just am very fascinated with the idea of generations and how every generation has certain characteristics and qualities. It always interests me to see how what's going on in the historical period, in the time we live in, and how that relates to how people form their mindsets generationally. Most of you guys know now about boomers and millennials and Gen X, and Bob Fish, the author of The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer, calls himself a millennial baby boomer, and I can't wait to hear about why he does that. He has a concept or an idea of collaborating instead of combating, and I think that's always a good idea. I guess you've heard of OK Boomer, right, Bob Fish?
Oh, absolutely, Ben. Great to be on your show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for coming on. Have you seen the YouTube video, the song, OK Boomer? It's quite funny.
Yes, and actually, I did a blog with Forbes about OK Boomer, OK Millennial, because there's T-shirts made of OK Boomer saying, have a terrible day. And so I had my T-shirts made of OK Millennial. And
have a great
day.
Really,
not to have a terrible day is what we're going to discuss. It's all about mutual mentoring and how I came across and how to go after that.
Do you have kids yourself?
No, I don't. But, the reason I wrote this book has a lot to do with my background is that I was in retailing for 40 years, and I founded and ran a company, a CEO called RUE21, and I had 20,000 employees where 90% of them were under 35, and in the home office, out of the 400, 300 were 20 to 30. And I taught them business. They taught me life. And we built Rue to being the largest specialty apparel retailer in America in store count and young people. So that's why I have a great belief of millennials and the mutual mentoring working with them.
So these were young millennials at the time when you were doing Rue 21. People were just starting their starting off in their adult years, I would imagine, correct?
Well, I would say, it's millennials are really, and it's, and everybody has different dates, but it's, 1981 born to 1996. You have to remember, like I was a baby boomer at 25. We all were 25 years old once. But you still have those traits. And what I believe in is that it's not what you are, it's who you are, and it's your lifestyle. And, I have the registration and intellectual property for millennialbabyboomer.com, and I own it, and it's good for my book and also for my building of my brand.
So you don't want to label people based on, you don't want to pre-label them or prejudge them or put them in a category. Nonetheless, in the big picture or the macro sense, stereotyping in this way can allow you to make certain shortcuts, mental shortcuts, as long as you know you're doing them. You don't want to put everybody in specific baskets, and everybody has their individual traits. But that's not to say that this is not a useful way of looking at how people interact in a macro sense. So what is the problem between millennials and boomers?
Well, first of all, to what you're saying is, no, you don't want to stereotype people, but that's why, I might be calling myself the first millennial baby boomer, but many people can be, and certainly Generation X, which sometimes is the generation that no one talks about, but there's a lot to talk about, to me, why? I think that, it's like anything else. It's like when we were younger, whether you're a Generation X and I'm a chronological boomer, we all at 25 wanted to be recognized, to be acknowledged, to be heard. And I think that's what happens now, and it's just different. And what I see is that, and very relevant to now, is the millennial looks at the baby boomer and like, oh my God, they're going to help stop me from getting ahead because they're in their jobs for a long time. That's not really true. In running Rue and building a huge business of a corporate billion-dollar business, I promoted people or built people that were the best in their jobs, and I think millennials have to understand it. What they have to understand also is to handle the tough time counseling of boomers or Generation X. And because they have great vision and creativity, but sometimes they need to take that vision to fruition with the help of the older people.
Well, you said something really interesting. You know, when I was 25, I looked at the generation ahead of me the same way. It's like every generation looks at the older generations like they're old.
That's right.
Right? It's like a natural. I'm sure it's gone on, you know, since the beginning of history. The generations always look at the older generations as kind of having old ideas. But the Generation Xers have a point here in the sense that our world is in a big mess because of a lot of baby boomer ideas and baby boomer philosophies or concepts about business, about the corporations and the trashing of the oceans and environment. Environmental toxicity certainly didn't start with the baby boomers, but it got accelerated with that generation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree. And sometimes what the millennials get upset about is they want to see the baby boomers start to open up more, not the overbearing, self-appointed lecturers of this is how life is. When I put my book together with Forbes Books, I worked with Adam Witte, who's president and CEO of Forbes Books, and Steve Forbes, and they felt there was a great white space opportunity because, you know, people need to really look at this mutual mentoring. It's not just the boomer telling the millennial what to do. The millennial tells the boomer what to do. Mm-hmm. And I could give you facts and figures of companies that have gone through that with having reverse mentoring on millennials that have really helped. And I think with what's going on with COVID-19 is I think more than ever we're going to need to listen to some younger people in how to help guide us. And we have to be there as the tough time council leader to mentor and to coach them.
How have you dealt personally with going into being a baby boomer who is like the cool kid kind of thing, you know, to being the baby boomer who's now like the older generation?
Well, but first of all, I don't look at things older generations or things like that. If you don't know me, but to me, in running a big business, I ran, believe it or not, I was able to run it as a family and a corporation business. Look, I took this company and reformatted it and built it and then took it private and then I actually took it into bankruptcy first because it needed it, and then we never missed an estimate for 11 straight years, and then I took it public. And then I sold the business in 2013 for over $1 billion back to the equity guys. And so, you know, but to me, you know, I always looked at things as that, you know, that I didn't look at myself as an age or a stereotype. People didn't look at me. Look, I'd love to shoot the you-know-what in the bullpen with the merchants and the marketing teams more sometimes than the investors and the private equity and the analysts.
Hang on, Bob. We got to take a break. I definitely want to hear about Millennial Boomer, though. So we'll talk about that when we come back. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to Bob Fish, author of The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer and the founder, I guess, of Route 21. I didn't know that about you, Bob. That's pretty impressive. Sold for $1 billion. So I guess I should be listening because you must know a thing or two. You must know a thing or two. What is a millennial baby? What is a millennial baby boomer?
Well, a millennial baby boomer, the way I look at it, is somebody, as I've been mentioning, that is, you know, is has a you know, not just stuck into one generation, that they have attitudes and feelings and lifestyle that could be different ones. Just like you mentioned, when you were younger and 25, the older generation, you looked at them a certain way, but you have certain traits of both. And I formed a millennial advisory board team, not only just to write the book, but to also building of my brand, which has a group of people, you know, who I'm very friendly with, 25 to 35 years old, and then some Generation X and some boomers, to really help me in, you know, because I think that's the whole thing. It's really leadership, mentoring, and I call it weaponizing listening. And I think a millennial baby boomer is somebody that understands the respect of mutual mentoring, Ben.
I love how you say reverse mentoring, or now you say mutual mentoring, because we can be mentored from both directions. It's not like you're older, so you mentor. The younger can mentor the older just as well as the older can mentor the younger. I mean, it goes both ways.
Yeah, you know, reverse mentoring. So, for example, you know, I could not have built this business without having a great group of millennials working with me. Mm-hmm. And it was my attitude how to handle things in that. And you know, to me, it wasn't to be stuffy. And it's no different than when I speak to places like whether it's FIT in New York or whatever. You have to come across like I had, you know, that I'm just full of myself because I'm a leader and I'm older and stuff like that. That's not it. You know, everything, as you mentioned when we went back on the program, the reason that I did well and the reason that I get back now to help people achieve things further than they ever thought they could go is because it's not theory. It's all about practice of things that I did in my career, that I did things that most people never did. Many people didn't take companies that and private that into bankruptcy, back to private, back to public, back to private, and to do things like that. And so to do that, it's all about people and it's leadership. And so,
so you have
to me,
your...
you know, and that's the mutual mentoring. And one thing to add, in reverse mentoring, a perfect example is the Estee Lauder guy, Fabrizio Frida, who took a business from $7 billion to almost $70 billion in 10 years. He formed a program of young millennials working with his top senior executives to come up with new ideas, new companies, new thoughts. And that's great. And I think that we have to think that way.
Okay, so you have your foot in both worlds, the millennial world and the baby boomer world. Give me some, what stands out to you as qualities in the baby boomer or in the millennial world? World, and then in baby boomer world, and then how can the two get together? It's three questions.
Sure.
What stands out for millennials? What stands out for baby boomers? How can they get together?
Yes, and so in millennials, first of all, you know, they have such a great understanding of technology, and right now, even more important, and is social media, which the baby boomers don't understand as much, and you need their help. I mean, going through this whole thing with COVID-19 right now is what's going on, and the millennials on social media pushing for donations and working with hospitals and different restaurants and you know, they're really giving back and figured out how to do that, which I think is very important. And so that's part of it. They also push and teach me and hopefully you and other people to get out of your comfort zones. Because to me, the reason that I'm respected has nothing to do with my age. Hey, look, I run 5 miles a day, okay? And I can run 10-minute mile. I can run a 6-minute mile, okay? I couldn't do that 30 years ago. My head is very different. My attitude is different. And a lot of it is because I'm hanging around with millennials in between my work and a personal life. As far as a baby boomer, they help the millennial take their vision and creativity to fruition. I call it tough time counseling, Ben, that you need to be there to coach and mentor them and to really get them to listen. A lot of millennials don't want to listen. A lot of millennials think you don't have to make a profit to do well in business. That's certainly going to change now going forward in life. I think those are important.
Is there a difference between older millennials and younger millennials that you've noticed?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no, and sometimes, you know, I think that they have a little more maturity, an older one, of being through some things in life, but they've never gone through what they're going through now in life, and that's where you need the older person, the generation next to baby boomer, to help them get through this. They're all freaked out about what goes on. So I think that there are different aspects, and that's why you can't just stereotype people. Hey, look, Ben, a key thing. The millennial of today, who's 25 to 30, most likely in the average will live to 100 years old. The person born today will probably live to 110. They're going to be working for 70, 80 years in business. And they right now, the big issue with millennials is that they all expect that they got to be multimillionaires by 25 or 30 or they're not successful. They got to calm down. They got to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And that's where the older person has to help. The boomer has to help them on that and say, hey, calm down a little on that. You don't have to try to be successful so quickly. You need to learn the lessons of life. That's something that I find that you really, if you care about what's the future of millennials taking over in business and life, you got to work with them.
So in terms of action steps, if you have a situation at work or, you know what, a situation of family also, because there's a millennial and boomer dynamics within families, how can the two get together succinctly?
Yeah, you know, I think the leadership has to start from the Generation X or the boomer to show people, the millennial, that they're smart and understand them. They're not trying to not have them be in their jobs or enjoy their life with their family, but that you're trying to point out things from your experience and then listening. This is not listening. Weaponizing listening, I call it, is not just what millennials don't do. It's not what boomers and other generations. It's all across the generations. And you always wanted, when you were younger, somebody to listen to you. So I think that's important, Ben. And hey, look, my philosophy is the best is yet to come for both the millennial and the boomers. And that, so that's a whole other subject about for boomers' life and going forward. But for millennials is to take time and, but we need to learn from them. And they gain respect by us listening and being smart at what we do to help them and to guide them. And then hopefully they listen. Some do, some don't. You know, the ones that are going to do really well will end up listening. But I think you have to go out of your way with them. That's
real
my
quick,
belief.
Real quick, Bob, have you noticed a difference in how the baby boomers versus the millennials are handling this whole, all the stuff that's going on today?
I see some of the boomers worrying about the stock market and their wealth, that what's going to happen to me. And I see the millennials are sitting there a little freaked out, but they're also being more into what I call work-life integration, of trying to, and right now it's quarantine life integration, of trying to take care of things. And sometimes those influences are really important in that. So I see that, you know, that's where they got to both try to work together so the best is yet to come, and it will happen. Look, one big thing on this. It's not going to end in a couple of weeks, Ben. This is going to go on for months, no matter where you live and what's going on, some areas more than other. We have to understand that and not feel like, my God, what's happening to us living at home. We need to take these couple of months and really understand the values and be authentic. And to take leadership in family and business.
I love that. Thank you so much. It's Bob Fish, author of The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer. That was very informative and educational. Thank you so much, Bob. Appreciate it. You have a website real quick?
Ben, enjoyed the questions. Enjoyed the talk.
Do you have a website, Bob, you want to give out?
Yes. My website is millennialbabyboomer.com, and that's where you can buy books in Amazon and Barnes & Noble and Target and all that, my book. And go to Fishtales, Fishtales1, which is my Instagram, because there's a lot of good stuff in there, too. So I appreciate being on your show.
Thank you so much, Bob. Take care, buddy. Be well. All right, that's Bob Fish, author of The Making of a Millennial Baby Boomer. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. Our website's brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all of the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for our truth skin health products, and truthnourishment.com for our supplements, as well as herbal formulas. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.